Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the rising concern of driving under the influence of cannabis. As cannabis use becomes more widespread, law enforcement is grappling with the challenge of identifying drivers who are high. Unlike alcohol, cannabis impairment is harder to detect, and traditional breathalyzers don't work. This has led to a push for new training programs and innovative detection technologies to keep roads safe. The challenge of cannabis. Detection cannabis affects drivers differently than alcohol, impairing motor skills and reaction times. But the lack of a standardized test for THC complicates law enforcement efforts. Police departments are now focusing on specialized training to recognize signs of cannabis impairment. New methods such as behavioral tests and developing breathalyzer-like devices for THC are being explored, but these technologies are still in their early stages. Law enforcement adaptation. To address this issue, law enforcement agencies are implementing more comprehensive training programs. Officers learn to identify subtle signs of cannabis impairment, such as delayed responses and impaired coordination. The development of portable THC detection devices is also a priority, though widespread use is still years away. Research Insight studies show that cannabis significantly impairs driving, particularly in reaction time and judgment. Unlike alcohol, which often leads to overconfidence, cannabis users tend to drive more cautiously, though still impaired. This difference highlights the need for tailored approaches in detecting and managing cannabis-related driving offenses. Conclusion: as cannabis legalization spreads, the challenge of keeping roads safe from impaired drivers grows. Law enforcement's efforts to adapt to this new landscape are crucial for public safety. Continued research, innovative technologies, and enhanced training will be key in addressing the complexities of cannabis-impaired driving.